Welcome back to the second hour of Sedona Dreams, the third hour of our two shows. And in the third hour, we have a very special guest, David John Oates. David John Oates' website is reversespeech.com. And David is the discoverer of the voice of the unconscious mind through the technology known as reverse speech technology. David has approximately three decades of research and therefore a virtually inexhaustible supply of hard data and evidence to back up what I believe is one of the most, if not the most, exciting, groundbreaking events in the 20th century and now into the 21st. That is, for the first time, we can hear and speak the language of the unconscious mind. Welcome back, David.
Thanks, George. Always a pleasure.
All right. And because we have about approximately three decades of research, we have incredible amount of evidence, hard evidence, that the phenomena of reverse speech does exist. And so we will present layer upon layer upon layer of that that proof to you, the listening audience. What do you have for us today?
Well, we're going to look at some reversals on Edward Snowden. And then we're going to look at some on Princess Di talking about her failed marriage, saying she's back in the news again. And then if we've got time, we'll look at some at Barack Obama. So there we go. Sure. We've got a bit of a cross-section today. So.
All right. And so, again, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, David's website is reversespeech.com. So you can check out some of the literally thousands of reversals that are on that website, as well as David's books that he's written on the subject of reverse speech, his classes that he teaches. For those who wish to become reverse speech practitioners, there's a very real need for practitioners today. There are fewer than two dozen practitioners in the world at this point. And also the software, which enables you to search for and isolate and zero in on reversals. David.
Yeah, you could get, and we've got an app coming out too for iPhone and iPad. It'll be out in about 3 weeks. So
just
watch my website for the release of that. That's going to be a very exciting little product, putting reverse speech into the hands of ordinary everyday people. So there you go. All right, we're going to look at some reversals on Edward Snowden, okay? The former NSA contractor who now is being holed up in Russia, I believe. So here he is here.
Yeah.
Let's run this forward.
So long as the public gets to make their own decisions about how that's applied.
And here he says, I'm just American.
I was just American.
I was just American. I was just American.
Very clear. I'm just American. And I think that points to his, he feels he's doing his patriotic duty in releasing this information. So that's how I interpret that.
I was going to ask you about that. That's the first thing that came to my mind, of course, would be that does this reversal indicate that he believes that he's doing this out of a sense of patriotic duty, that it was his duty to blow the whistle?
Yeah, that's exactly what that reversal means. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. And let's play it again. Here's the Ford.
So long as the public gets to make their own decisions about how that's applied.
Back when I'm just American.
I was just an American.
I was just an American. I was just an American.
There we go. So, no hidden secrets or motives. He was doing his patriotic duty, according to that reversal. All right, here we have another one. Let's run this forwards.
And the more you talk about it, the more you're ignored.
And here he just simply says, the omen.
The omen.
Ah. The omen. The Omen.
And I guess the omen is, the more he talks about it, the more you're ignored. You know, I guess he's seeing a little bit ahead. And here we have the last one on Edward Snowden. Let's run this forward.
Suspicion from somebody, even by a wrong call. And then they can use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made.
And this one says, walk all around the media.
Walk all around the media.
Huh. Walking all around the media.
Very clear.
Walking all around the media.
So he wants media. He wants to be front and center. He wants his information out there, is how I interpret that. So there we go. Three reversals on Edward Snowden. And they're on my website. Go to reversespeech.com. And you'll find them there. So there we go. Now, Princess Di is back in the news again. A former ex-British military has come out with some information claiming that the Princess Di's hit was a hit. Gee, that was a... I didn't mean to say that. Princess Di's death was a hit by the British military. And they're talking about reopening the case. So one of my practitioners, I went and revisited Princess Di, a reverse speech investigator by the name of Naomi Longson, and she found these very interesting reversals on an interview Princess Di did where she talked about her failed marriage and where the contents of a letter were revealed where she believed her husband was going to kill her in a set-up car accident. Okay. So very interesting. All right, so here we go. We're going to start off.
Maybe I was the first person ever to be in this family who ever had a depression or was ever openly tearful. And obviously that was daunting because if you've never seen it before, how do you support it?
And here she simply says, and he's so angry.
Put me in his of envy.
Yep, very clear reversal. Presuming she's talking about Prince Charles, I would imagine that's... That's what she's talking about. And he's so angry that she's in this position, I would imagine. All right, here's the next one.
I've always been the 18-year-old girl.
And here she says, and it's over.
It's over.
Presumably referring about her marriage, okay? Yeah. Her marriage is over. All right, so here's another one.
But that headline went all around the world.
And here she says, I wrote them the odd letter.
And again.
I think the odd letter she's referring about is a famous letter that's gone public, of course, where she says Prince Charles, the royal family, is going to try to kill her. The odd letter, I would imagine she's talking about. All right, here we have another one. Let's go.
Rampant bulimia, if you can have rampant bulimia.
And here she says, Nirvana behind me.
Nirvana behind me.
Oh my.
Isn't that interesting, hey?
Oh.
Yeah, so she's not in Nirvana anymore. She's out of the wonderful Nirvanic atmosphere of the royal family.
I remember you did some reversals on one of the previous shows about the Queen, and some of those reversals, she didn't come off very well.
No, we're going to play those,
okay,
too.
That ties directly in, perhaps, to what Princess Di's reversals are saying.
Yeah, we're going to play the Queen when I've done the Princess Di reversal. So,
all right.
Yeah, okay, so here we have the next one. Let's run this one forward.
I was at the end of my tether. I was desperate. I think I was so fed up with being seen as someone who was a basket case.
And here she says, our love is over, so upset.
I love you, Zayda. So upset.
I love you, Zayda. So upset.
There you go. really good bunch of fairly clear reversals here. And it's all about the end of her marriage. Now, see if this reversal doesn't send shivers down your spine. Okay, here we go.
And Diana's mentally imbalanced. And unfortunately, that seems to have stuck on and off over the years.
And here she says, suicide your chauffeur. Hear that one?
Yeah.
And of course, the chauffeur was killed in the car accident. So here we have a, and she uses the word suicide.
She doesn't use the word murder.
No, suicide. So that's a really interesting reversal. And it's a premonition, okay? And you see them in reverse speech occasionally. Not very often, but they do come up.
Wow.
Premonitions, insights into the future. It's a really significant reversal. Let's run that again. Here we have the forwards.
And Diana's mentally imbalanced. And unfortunately, that seems to have stuck on and off over the years.
And here it is, suicide your chauffeur.
That's very
intriguing.
There you go. That's incredibly intriguing because obviously if there were skullduggery and if she were targeted, it wouldn't have been the chauffeur that was trying to kill her.
No,
it would have been the chauffeur running for his life.
Right. Right.
So
right.
The word
suicide. Well,
huh.
Yeah, I know. Interesting reversal. So you send a bit of chills down my spine.
Oh boy.
All right. So here we have a next one. Let's run this forward.
The fact that I have found my role, and I'm very conscious of it.
And here she says, "There was a shock."
There was a shock.
There was a shock. There was a shock.
Very clear reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Shock, trauma. She's been traumatized. Then we have the lucky last reversal on Princess Di. And that's this one here.
But then here was a situation which hadn't ever happened before in history.
And this reversal simply says, this is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way. This is the way.
And that's the way she's traveling. So there, a bunch of fairly clear reversals there on Princess Di.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely
clear.
Yeah. So, and the reversals are all talking about her failed marriage. You know, our love is over. Nirvana behind me. Of course, we have the suicide your chauffeur, which is a bit eerie.
Ooh.
Being so angry. Yeah. I know. one of those do 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 moments.
Now, do you know the approximate time between the time she gave this interview with that premonition or of suicide with chauffeur and the actual time that she died?
No, I don't know the time. Let me have a quick look. Let me go and have a look at the page where I pulled it from. Well, I know the interview's posted there. Let me see if there's a date on it. No, there's no date on it. No, I don't know what date it was. Sorry.
Okay.
Nope. Anyway, all right. As you probably know, George, I've got a whole lot of videos up on YouTube, okay? And the video of the Queen gets me the most hate comments out of all my reversals. People can't stand this reversal. Oh, gee, I get abused over this video.
Well, what's the old saying about don't beat the messenger?
Right. Yep, exactly right. All right, so we are going to look at some reversals on the Queen, and this is the first one. Here we go.
This week at Balmoral, we have all been trying to help William and Harry come to terms with the devastating loss that they and the rest of us have suffered.
And this reversal says, the fuss will serve us.
The fuss will serve us.
The fuss will serve us.
In other words, the royal family is going to benefit from all of this commotion around Princess Di's death. So it's a fairly cold sort of reversal, you know. And here we have another one.
I, for one, believe there are lessons to be drawn from her life and from the extraordinary and moving reaction to her death.
And here she says, sell her, feel it now. So that's internal dialogue. She's just psyching herself up to portray the wonderful attributes of Princess Di.
It sounds manipulative and also
yep.
detached, very detached and
right.
calculating.
You're absolutely right. Yep, you're absolutely right. Yep, there's no tears shed in this family over her death. There's no doubt about that. And this next one's really interesting. Here we go.
We have all been trying in our different ways to cope. It is not easy to express the sense of loss, since the initial shock is often succeeded by a mixture of other feelings.
And here she says, she needs this.
She needs this.
Hmm.
She needs this. She needs this.
In other words, she needs death. It's good for her.
Oh, jeez.
I know. They're pretty bad reversals. They really are. Very cold, unmoving, uncalculating.
I mean, the lack of compassion is glaring.
Right. Yeah. Lack of compassion, cold, hard, and calculating. You know. So and damage control, the fussful service. So, there you go. That's the reversals of the Queen. Thanks. Okay. All right. Now we are going to move on to Barack Obama. Now I'm going to put my neck on the line here. I don't like doing that very often, but I found
it. Well, the reversals are what they are. I mean, so it is what it is.
Yeah, someone sent me this reversal on George Bush, on Barack Obama. I'm going to have to. Oops, my software has just decided to shut down on me. Hang on. We'll
all right. Well, in the meantime, while David's looking to the software, I will. Direct all of our new listeners, especially mentioned it earlier. I'll mention it again to David's website, which is reversedspeech.com, where you can hear literally thousands of reversals and absolute proof beyond any reasonable doubt for any thinking person that the reverse speech phenomenon is not only does exist, but has been quantified by the research of David John Oates and classified. And David's books, like his Metaphor Dictionary, because the unconscious mind thinks in metaphors, are, I believe, a must-have for any serious scholar of the unconscious. This is the biggest breakthrough, I believe, in recent history, because it takes what Jung started out with, and it takes it, it confirms what Jung wrote, and not only that, but it takes it to a whole new level. That's reversespeech.com. David.
Yep. All right. Now, as we all know, Syria just did a gas attack on, was it gas? Chemicals. On their citizens. And Obama is talking about taking action. He's moved the fleet closer to
Syria.
Syria. Yeah, had a big meeting this weekend. Now, he's consistently refused to take action. Now, whether he will or not, this is where I'm putting my neck out on the line. So here's the forwards.
Do we have the coalition to make it work?
And here he says, don't begin it.
Again.
Yeah. So well, whether that means
don't begin it, huh? That's
yeah. So that would seem to imply he's not going to attack Syria. Now, we'll wait and see.
This time it might involve Russia and possibly China, but it would not be like attacking Iraq, and it would be
it would be a whole lot closer to possibly World War III. So maybe that's a good piece of advice in his reversal.
Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah. Anyway, we'll wait and see what happens over the next week.
Well, I hope that reversal means that he will not bow to pressure from the warmongering faction, and that he will hold to that. And of course, the chemical weapons is to me, that's utterly, you have to exercise common sense when you they wanted an excuse, and on cue here's this excuse that they were looking for. But the Syrian army is winning the war. In fact, they've almost completely dislodged the Al-Qaeda so-called rebels out of even places like Homs. So the last thing that they would ever do, even if they had the chemical weapons, is give the potential interventionists the excuse that they're looking for to intervene. So that just doesn't make any sense. But it would make a lot of sense if those chemical weapons, if they have in fact been used, were supplied to the rebels, which in fact turned out to be the case last time, because they tried this same trial balloon a couple of months ago. And it turned out the rebels were the actual ones that were the culprits, not the Syrian army. So again, that sounds like I believe you're on very solid ground with that reversal with Obama.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see what happens over the next week. I always get nervous when I predict events. Talking about predicting events, let's just digress momentarily. I predicted America would move into Iraq when the whole kerfuffle happened, because I found this on George Bush. This is 2 weeks before America's troops moved into Iraq.
We'll help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
And this reversal says, we will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
Don't get much clearer than that, do they?
Oh, that's very clear. And again, you were revealing almost too much back then Desert Storm code words that were coming out in the reversals.
Oh, well, let's look at those Desert Storm code words. This is, here we go. Yeah, we'll do it two reversals. This is first one on George Bush Sr.
I think things are moving in the right direction, and we're pleased so far with the solidarity, cohesiveness of the economic actions that have been taken.
And here he says, sent the Seahawk up.
Sent the Seahawk up.
And again.
Sent the Seahawk up.
A Seahawk, an attack helicopter on aircraft carriers. Now, you know, it's interesting, you know, given the significance of reverse speech, I mean, there is a potential for an enemy, for example, to do reversals on the president and to get some free...
And I'm sure that might be happening in some parts of the world, and I'm quite sure that our intelligence services, although they might not admit it, might be employing reverse speech.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, and here's the code word I found. Here's the Fords.
But we must recognize that Iraq may not stop using force to advance its ambitions. Iraq has massed an enormous war machine on the Saudi border.
And this one says, Simone in the Sands.
Simone in the Sands.
Simone in the Sands.
And Simone is Arabic for dust storm in the desert, or desert storm.
Desert storm, right?
And I found this reversal before Desert Storm started.
And I think that's what upset a few people. We've got about a minute here before the break. So you had some repercussions from revealing some of those reversals, did you not?
Oh, Oh, yes, I did. The Simone in the Sands. That was staggering. Yes, I got several phone calls from Washington the next day telling me to shut up and don't talk to the media. And so I didn't. But the media ran with it anyway. It was headline news on CNN. You can see that clip on my website. If you go to the library page to videos, you can see the CNN clip from 91 when they talked about headlines of the president hiding secret code word backwards in his speech. And it went all over the place. It was really, really advertised out there.
All right. We'll be back right after the break with David John Oates and Reverse Speech.
We are submersed in a construct that was designed to break us and keep us broken, but it hasn't. It failed. We still go on because we were designed from an eternal template of infinite creativity and not a synthetic house of cards built on pride and false power. Breaking free from the programs and paradigms that hold us down takes courage, endurance, tenacity, and trust. The reason it is so hard is because to be a free and sovereign being, we have to smash every lie, even if it hurts. It is good to be reminded of how resilient, unbreakable, magnificent, and powerful we truly are. And if anything provides a foundation for that, it is the book, Our Universal Journey. Go to ouruniversaljourney.com.au.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachment, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offer is for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
Did you know that the blue lotus flower was used by the ancient Egyptians as an aphrodisiac to experience feelings of euphoria and ecstasy? And ecstasy? And ecstasy. Did you know that Thai kratom was used by the Buddhist monks to produce a relaxing, dreamlike state? Did you know San Pedro cactus was used by the Native Americans to quest for visions and heal the body? Bouncing Bear Botanicals is your number one supplier of rare and sacred plants and a proud sponsor of Truth Frequency Radio. By clicking on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, you can learn more about a vast selection of entheogens, including Amanita muscaria, also known as the sacred mushroom. So click on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, and you'll also get up to $40 off your next order.
All right, we're back for the second half of the hour with David John Oates and Reverse Speech. And listeners, those of you who might be new to Reverse Speech, isn't this just fascinating? It never ceases to interest me. I've been studying Reverse Speech for several years now, and I'm always learning some new things. And it is, as I said earlier, I believe one of the most exciting, if not the most exciting, breakthroughs in the last century and coming into the 21st century. It is, for the first time, we are able to hear, interpret, and speak to the unconscious mind. And again, this is something that is delineated on David's website, reversespeech.com, just exactly how the unconscious mind works and how you can get started to study the voice of the unconscious mind through reverse speech technology. David.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, before we go on and play some more reversals on Obama, we often talk about business. Here's an interesting, a really cool reversal I found this week on a client. And we'll play this. This is he's talking about making more money.
It's my belief limit or unlimited amount of money. And if I believe that becomes a feeling, I think the money will change, yeah.
So he's basically saying, if I believe, the money is going to change, okay? And he says in reverse, be in the profit.
Be in the profit.
Be in the profit.
There it is.
Be in the profit.
There you go, another good little reversal. Okay. So if he does change his mindset, he will be in the profit. There you go. All right, moving on to Barack Obama. And we have another one. So run this pause. He's talking about Iraq.
To help Iraq seize the chance for a better future.
And here he says, we forever smashed it.
We forever smashed it.
We forever smashed it. We forever smashed it.
Now, that's funny. Those of you who are tuning in for the first time, that's what is known as an incongruent reversal.
Yep.
Now, that brings up another point, because we talked in previous shows about the ridiculous Wikipedia article on reverse speech, which says it's a pseudoscience. And of course, the author of that notorious article has never even studied reverse speech, nor have any of the sources that he cites. So there's not one individual that he cites, nor is he himself competent to write an article, much less a Wikipedia dictionary type article about reverse speech. But here you have another interesting contradiction, because we just heard Simone in the Sand, and this was letting the cat out of the bag about Desert Storm. And so now you have Washington officials calling David and telling him, do not talk about this. Well, if it's just a pseudoscience, what were they so upset about? If it were just random sounds, why were they calling David on the phone? So the more you think about it, the more ridiculous that Wikipedia article becomes. So, David.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Can't deny that. Yep. Yeah, hopefully we'll get that article changed at some stage.
And that's such a very, very, very crystal clear reversal, Simone in the Sand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, let's look at some more reversals on Obama. And, now, some of these, I don't know what they mean. So here's another one. He's talking about escalation of troop levels. I don't have a context.
This escalation of troop levels.
And here he says, Bushmen shall excise it.
Bushmen shall excise it.
Bushmen shall excise it. Bushmen shall excise it.
Because we can't really interpret that reversal.
Now what was the forward that you just played on that reversal?
There's escalation of troop levels. And I don't know what he's talking about.
There's escalation of troop levels.
I don't have a context. See, I didn't find these reversals either. I'm getting so busy, George, I just don't have time to do media reversals anymore, and I get my students to do them for me. So
that's
cheat.
A somewhat enigmatic reversal. Bushmen shall excise it.
I know. It almost implies rebels, you know. Rebels shall push them out. I wish I'll have to ask my lady who found these where the context is.
The context,
yeah. Oh, here he has a funny one. He's having a go at George Bush backwards, speaking quite nicely forwards about him.
This afternoon, I spoke to former President George W. Bush.
And here he says, as I promote the corpse.
As I promote the corpse. As I promote the corpse.
And again.
As I promote the corpse.
And so he's having a go at George Bush is what he's doing. Anyway, there we go. All right. Oh, look, there's another one. I don't know what it means. I'm sorry. I've got a few little cryptic reversals today. This one's quite clear. He's talking about people want to move beyond the shackles of poverty.
Billions of young people want to move beyond the shackles of poverty and conflict.
And here he says, this will cash and I boom.
This will cash and I boom. This will cash and I boom. This will cash and I boom.
I think it's internal dialogue. I think he's saying by saying these wonderful forward words, I'm going to be propelled forward in popularity. That's
makes sense.
Yeah, so he's talking about his own popularity, I would imagine. Anyway. All right. Oh, here we have an interesting one. All right, let's run this.
And our efforts to prevent a second depression have added another $1 trillion to our national debt. That, too, is a fact.
All right. Shadows still on the oath is the first half of the reversal. So this is his oath of office. He's got shadows on it. And then he follows up by the single word, marijuana. So here we go.
Shadows still on the oath, no word under.
Shadows still on the oath, no word under.
And of course, Barack Obama's previous drug use has been well documented. Is it present tense drug use with a reversal like that? I mean, I don't know. And talking about marijuana, here's a reversal on Bill Clinton. Here we go. Let's run this one.
Thanks to Iowa, I got to the White House in 92 and 96.
And for the man who never inhaled, he says backwards, I got marijuana.
I got marijuana.
So there we go. So I don't know. I don't know whether they're toking in the White House or what they're doing. But anyway, I'll let you decide on that one. Okay. So let's go back to these Obama reversals. Are you talking about going through the budget line by line?
Look, and I want to go through the federal budget line by line.
And here he says, with a bullet.
There's no bullet.
There's no bullet. There's no bullet.
So he's going through the federal budget with a bullet, ticking them all off, shooting down the ones he doesn't like. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, the lucky last reversal is a... where is it? Okay, it's not in that one. It must be in this one here. Yeah, here we go. This is a metaphor. I don't know what it means, but I'm going to play it anyway. And I was going to do a Google search on it before I went on the show, but I didn't get time. My parents came over and I got held up. But anyway, is the metaphor. Maybe someone can tell me what it means. Here we go.
There are very few African-American men in this country who haven't had the experience of being followed when they were shopping in a department store. That includes me. There are very, very few African-American men who haven't had the experience of walking across the street and hearing the locks click on the doors of cars.
And here he says very clearly, we fear the griffin.
We fear the griffin.
Hmm.
We fear the griffin.
There it is.
We fear the griffin.
So, now, that brings up an interesting question of metaphors. How do we interpret metaphors? Well, I've got to see the metaphors in context several times. And once I've seen it several times, I will then, in context, determine a meaning based primarily on the way it's contextually based. Okay, and Griffin... I've only heard griffin a couple of times in reverse. It's certainly not a common metaphor. And I'm actually just talking about the disastrous Wikipedia. I'm actually just looking up on Wikipedia right now. and very powerful, majestic creature. Oh, I'm just reading all about it. Anyway, one of the things I get my students to do when they're determining metaphors is to look back through history and mythology and see if they can find references to the to this particular metaphor. And Griffin, I'm just reading on Wikipedia, is a very powerful creature.
I'm looking at the same article. So let's go back to that reversal.
Okay. So what we do? First of all, we listen to the context. So listen to the forwards again, folks. Here we go. We're going to unravel a mystery live on the air. So here's
all
the
right.
forwards.
Right.
There are very few African American men in this country who haven't had the experience of being followed when they were shopping in a department store. That includes me. There are very, very few African-American men who haven't had the experience of walking across the street and hearing the locks click on the doors of cars.
Okay, so here's so he's talking about prejudice, racial prejudice, fear, blacks being ostracized, people being afraid of them. So that's the context. So it's one of fear and power. So Griffin, what would Griffin be then? So one could think it's associated with power, prejudice. It's certainly written up in Wikipedia as a beast of power. So we fear the Griffin. Is the white people the Griffins? Are they the people who hold the power? I don't know. And here's that reversal again.
We fear the Griffin.
We fear the Griffin.
So that's a metaphor I'd have to see in context several times before I could put a meaning to it. But and that's really how the metaphor dictionary has evolved over the years. It's by seeing the same reversals in context over and over and over again, and after a while you can get a fairly good idea as to what the metaphor means. So there we go. I got through all those reversals quick, George. They're all the reversals I had for the show today. So what we'll do, we'll go to the archives and we'll pull out some more. Seeing we're looking at Barack Obama, we'll pull out some more on Barack Obama. I had about 20 reversals there. I thought that'd take up the whole show. I got through them very quickly, didn't I?
Those were quite powerful and fascinating reversals, particularly in light of the new investigation into Diana's death.
Yeah, exactly right. So we'll wait and see what happens. The suicide of the chauffeur is a creepy reversal. Wow. All right, let's look at some more on Barack Obama. Here's because I'm sure your listeners wouldn't have heard any of these because these are old reversals for me, but new for your listeners. So here's Obama talking about taking out Osama bin Laden in Pakistan.
Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people.
And here he says, I was a Nazi cop.
I was a Nazi cop.
I was a Nazi cop.
Very clear.
I was a Nazi cop.
Another example of an incongruent reversal. Now, I just wonder, now he was talking about in the context of in the previous reversal, we fear the Griffin, or I fear the Griffin. The only thing I could think of in Wikipedia, it says that the creature itself, the legendary creature with the body, tail, and the back legs of a lion, the head and wings of an eagle. So you have the symbols for Great Britain and the United States of America, the lion and the eagle, and of course those have been dominated by the white establishment. And in the context of what he was talking about is racism, that might make sense that he would say, we fear the Griffin.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yep. Yep. Yeah, yeah. There's a, I'm still reading that Wikipedia page. There's a, there's quite a large reference to Griffin. So, interesting metaphor. Interesting metaphor.
But again, this
All right.
is the kind of thing when you go to advanced studies of reverse speech. David has the most complete reference in the world to metaphors of the unconscious mind in the dictionary that I mentioned earlier, which is on his website, reversespeech.com. But yet here, here's an example. This research is ongoing, as going into its fourth decade now.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, here's a funny one on Obama. I play this one at lectures to get laughs. Here we go.
When President Abbas was here, I discussed some of those same issues with him. I think it's very important that the Palestinians not look for excuses for incitement.
And here he says, soon I must have sex.
Soon I must have sex.
Oh, here we go. That could be a metaphor. It could be a straightforward, what we call first level reversal, straightforward unconscious thought, you know. And
we're not getting a lot of lofty ideals from the politicians tonight, are we, David?
No, we're certainly not. No, they're not feeling the lofty ideal thing. Here's another funny one. Oh, he's great for clangers. Here he is talking about American independence on the 4th of July.
Let us resolve as citizens to carry on the improbable experiment that began more than 200 years ago. Not simply declaring our principles, but living them here at home. Not simply celebrating our union, but always working to perfect it.
And here he says, I wreck it. Here we go. He's wrecking the American feeling of independence.
There you see another incongruent reversal, which in every single one of these reversals which David has played, in the reversal, the truth always comes out. Whether it's congruent or incongruent, the truth will come out.
Yep, absolutely right. Yep, very much so. All right. Let's play this one here. Here we go.
My goal, as I set out in the speech I gave last week, is a Jewish state of Israel that is safe and secure and recognized by its neighbors.
And here we say, you'll sail bigger ships.
You'll sail bigger ships.
Maybe he's going to move some ships into the Gulf. Well, I don't know. I don't know. All right, here we have one. I think this is from nine. He's on the anniversary.
I just love to hear one politician or head of state or royalty or somebody that come out with some compassion in one of the reversals. We've heard some pretty cold, calculating individuals tonight.
Yeah, well, here we have a reversal that's a little bit uplifting. This is Obama at 9/11 anniversary.
In the long years to come, not only will the people of this island, but the world, wherever the bird of freedom chirps in the human heart, look back to what we've done, and they will say, do not despair, do not yield, march straight forward.
And here he says, have hope.
Have hope.
Oh. Have hope. There
All
we
right.
go. There you go, George, you got a positive one.
All right.
I had to play you an uplifting one to counteract all the negative ones. Now, this is one I don't know the context of this one. Let's play this.
That's why we were able to give health insurance to children in need. That's why we made the tax system right here in Springfield more fair and just for working families.
And this one says, this has to damn you. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Yeah. Talking about making tax system more fair. I don't think so. That's another incongruent reversal. Gee, he's full of them, isn't he, George?
Yeah.
He's,
It sounds like he's very truthful as far as this internal dialogue, but he has a mask on as far as his external communication.
Here's another positive one. This is about his Christian faith, I gather.
The governor of the great state of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, is here.
You know, he says backwards, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, that's
praise the Lord.
There we go.
Praise the Lord.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. That's that one. All right. Let me see what else I've got on Obama that I can pull up real quick. He's talking about. Now, I don't know, what's the status of the oil spill? He was one talking about that big oil spill. What was that, 3 or 4 years ago, wasn't it?
Tonight, I'd like to lay out for you what our battle plan is going forward. What we're doing to clean up the oil. What we're doing to help our neighbors in the Gulf.
And he says, you'll fail. So what's the latest? Did they clean up all the oil? I don't know what the latest with that one was.
I guess the environment's getting more polluted, and there's still oil apparently the leaking in the Gulf from the BP spill. So I don't know. That's a classic future tense reversal where he's predicting, and this is one of the most incredible things about reverse speech. The unconscious can actually predict the outcome of future events.
Yeah, right. All right, here we have an interesting reversal that'll make the conspiracy theorists sit up and take note. Here we go.
For the country we want and the future that we share. Whether we
Sorry. Wrong one. Okay, here we go.
And that's the message that we're sending, and we will continue in that effort. To the extent that other activities have been planned or indeed are carried out, they will be met with a continuing response on the part of the United States.
I don't know who this is. It's not Obama. I've got it down as Obama.
Is that Cheney or?
Doesn't sound like Cheney. Let's play it again.
Who is it?
And that's the message that we're sending, and we will continue in that effort. To the extent that other activities have been planned or indeed are carried out, they will be met with a continuing response on the part of the United States.
Where's that Ari Fleischer?
Yeah, I don't know. Russell says, Weathers, we finance now. I see what I've done. All right, okay, let's run this again. Here's the forwards.
For the country we want and the future that we share.
Now, this is Weathers, we finance now.
No. Weathers, we finance
now. Okay, here we go.
Weathers, we finance now. Weathers, we finance now.
Okay, it implies that there's manipulation of the weather. Now, this other one was former Defense Secretary William Cohen.
That's the message that we're sending, and we will continue in that effort. To the extent that other activities have been planned or indeed are carried out, they will be met with a continuing response on the part of the United States.
This one says, plan evil weather.
Plan evil weather.
Ooh.
Plan evil weather.
And again.
Plan evil weather.
And those two reversals. Go ahead.
That's very clear.
Yep. Those two reversals make me wonder whether America's not involved in weather manipulation. And, of course, there's been many rumors about that for many years.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Weather manipulation, that's been talked about a lot, but there's a reversal that would tend to confirm people's suspicions.
All right, here we have Obama outside the Twin Trade Center. This is the other one I was trying to find earlier.
Not only grieve for them, but have also, for the last 10 years, dealt with their families,
teach their children, try to give them comfort, to try to give them support.
I don't know whether you're going to hear this one. There's too much noise. It says, folks needing love. Too much background.
It's
got that one?
It's actually pretty clear through the static.
Yeah, there's a lot of background noise on that one. So anyway,
it is background, but it's the reversal itself is quite clear.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so there you go. There's some reversals on Barack Obama.
That's about it. We've got about 40 seconds left. So once again, David's website is reversespeech.com. And we'll be back next week with more reverse speech. Thank you, David.
No worries, George. See you, mate.
All right.
Okay, bye.